Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with 90.1 WFYI News headlines at 5:04. Republican Beverly Gard has decided against seeking re-election to the Indiana Senate seat she's held since 1988. The Greenfield senator says she looks forward to spending more time with her family. To exchange or not to exchange, that was the question organizers of the Indiana Health Insurance Exchange Symposium posed to panelists and attendees today. Uncertainty surrounding the law and its constitutionality has led many states to delay setting up an exchange system. Indianapolis Representative Ed Delaney says significantly addressing health care is not something the state can continue to pass off.
I don't know where this is going. I mean, there are people who don't want a job because of the job or the salary. They want it because of the health benefits. We're turning the society on its head.
If the federal health care law goes before the U.S. Supreme Court this session, a ruling likely will come by next June. A summit on homelessness takes place in Indianapolis today. Coalition for Homelessness Intervention and Prevention Executive Director Timothy Joyce says 10 years ago, Indianapolis was one of the first cities in the nation to come up with a plan to combat the problem. Joyce says he hopes to increase the amount of preventative services.
Frankly, one of the biggest topics as we've gone through the process so far this year has been how can individuals access greater or better opportunities for employment.
Joyce says the lack of jobs has changed homelessness in the city. A shuttle that has ferried passengers across the Ohio River after officials closed the Sherman Mitten Bridge will make its final trips on Thursday. Right now, partly sunny, 78 degrees for WFYI News.